Hello, hello! Welcome back to the Feel Good Factor. I'm Susmita Veganosaurus and I'm so glad you could join me here today. Hey there! Do you like reading? Do you like entertaining stories? How about an interest in gaining new perspectives and guidance about vegan food and cooking, about life, spirituality, about running a conscious business? If you said yes to any of these things, or preferably all of them, then you're going to love my free newsletter, The Feel Good Tribe. I send out emails in a very conversational tone once or twice a month with stories as well as updates, stories that I don't share anywhere else, not even on this podcast. Go to my website, veganosaurus.com/newsletter and sign up for the Feel Good Tribe. The link is in the show description. Once you sign up, you're going to get a confirmation email. Hit confirm on that email and you'll be subscribed. See you on the inside. Hi, I'm back. The wedding I was telling you about in last week's episode went very well. And the food was yum, 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 yum. it was catered by Vijay Sweets Coimbatore. So they have something called the Green Rabbit, which is all about doing vegan events. And they do catering, they do event management, whatever people want, and all vegan end to end taken care of. And the catering for this wedding was done by Arvindan, who owns Vijay Sweets, and his team. The efforts put, it was so clear, you know, that they put a lot of thought, the bride and groom, into coming up with that menu. And also, you could see a lot of love, personal touch from Arvindan also in the menu, in the way the dishes were made, prepared and everything. It was so good. Such a great experience. And the best part was, I mean, I'm vegan, so I'm biased. I would say the food is good, obviously. But there were so many people who were just regular folks, you know, vegetarians, non-vegetarians, people who were just there attending the wedding as guests. And they were all impressed by the food. So many of them didn't even know it was vegan initially. And when they were told, they were so surprised that, oh, wow, you know, you have such good stuff, the curds, the sweets, and generally the rest of the food also. The curd, I have to mention this, was supplied by this local Chennai brand. So the wedding was in Chennai. So there's a local Chennai brand called Moopal. It's a small family-run business and they're doing so well. They're doing beautiful work and they had supplied the curds. Oh my God, that curd rice, the raita, oh, is so yummy. It was so creamy and delicious. So yeah, I had a lot of fun. But yeah, I'm talking all about the food. I have to tell you a little more about the wedding itself. So if you've been listening to my episode from the early times, you know, when I started off, then you'd be familiar with Shaswati Siva. She is somebody I interviewed in episode 13. And that episode is still the most loved episode on my podcast. So many people still keep listening to it, going back there, finding it, listening to it and just loving it. And I've had so many people message me. Even Shaswati has had people message her and share how that episode made a huge impact on their lives. So go and listen to it. It's all about her journey and how, you know, after going through a difficult divorce, how she flipped it around and used that to help so many people and make a huge impact. And last year, Shadu is what those of us who love her call her. Shadu published her first book and it's called Divorce is Normal. Read the book, listen to her story, and it's for everyone. It's for all of us. It's for the rest of us. It's not necessarily only for people who have had a divorce or are contemplating a divorce, but mainly it's for us. We are the audience and rest of us who, you know, who speak about divorce in such hushed tones, such muted thoughts. We think of it as, oh no, if somebody's divorced, they're like, you know, something different or other. And how society, especially Indian society, how we treat them in general, the book is for all of us. So we understand, really, you know, it's just a normal thing, and how we can actually be supportive and sensitive and sensible in the things we say. So read the book, listen to her episode. At the wedding, oh my God, it was beautiful. They had music and dance. They made so many jokes. You could clearly see her friends and her family, how much they loved Shaswati and how supportive they were. And of course, the guy was so much fun too, so sweet and warm, and his family too. You could see the warmth and the love there. And it was so nice to see and made me so happy. My heart just overflowed with love watching the whole thing happen. And during the main event, the Muhurtam, when the actual wedding took place, you could clearly see the emotions overflowing from her sisters and, you know, the people around her, the closest to her, and how they, you know, they had tears in their eyes, feeling an overflowing of love and happiness that Shadu's found somebody who's deserving of her and who's, you know, settling down into such a beautiful life, who's had this wedding. Now, nowhere in the wedding, nobody in the wedding ever, you know, even gave any indication, made any mention. There was nothing at all in the wedding that indicated that Shadu is somebody who had a divorce and now is getting married for the second time. There was nothing, no indication of it at all. Everybody was very supportive, protective, and truly, like how she's written in her book, it was normalized. It was a non-issue. It was not even something to consider or think about. You know, it wasn't even acknowledged in any way. And that was so perfect, so beautiful. Now, the reason I mentioned this is because I've attended, you know, one or two weddings before of people who've been divorced and then it's their second wedding. And usually it's kind of muted. It's nice. It's a good occasion. But also it's very, you know, kind of dull. You know, they don't make a big deal of the wedding. It's almost like saying, oh, you know, it's the second wedding anyway. It doesn't have to be a big deal. Let's quietly finish it off. Let's not give importance to it. That's how it's been, and that's how most second weddings are in India, if at all second weddings happen. So it's almost like saying that this huge important event of finding a partner, somebody to love and spend their life with, this huge event isn't actually such a big deal because they've already gone through it once. And that is so wrong. And this is why I was so happy to see the joy, the vibrancy, the energy, without being ostentatious in any way. They had a beautiful wedding, you know, perfectly, you know, with lot of thoughts put into the elegance, the decor, the family, the way they dress, the way they act. All of it and the joyousness of it, having all the additional events surrounding it, like they had a mehndi, then they had a sangeet evening, then they had the wedding, and then, you know, those games that they do before and after the wedding, depending on the kind of wedding you have, you know, all those things exist. And they had all of it, and everybody enjoyed it together. And that really made me think about how every person, every one of us, we are worthy of a restart, of a refresh. And it shouldn't be made a big deal of. And I'm not even talking about only in terms of a wedding or, you know, starting with a new life partner. No, in any area of your life. The wedding here was a great lesson to show that nothing is the end. There's always a beginning. There are always new beginnings. There's always a possibility, endless possibilities. And we don't have to, you know, think like, okay, if something, one part of our life is done, it's over, it doesn't mean our life is over only. You know, it's like whether it's a business, something that you put your heart and soul into and you've grown and then it closes. You don't have to think, oh no, it's over. There's always a fresh start. There are endless possibilities always waiting for you, always ahead of you. Same thing with the students. If, you know, it's such a big deal is made of students not scoring good marks. But if they have failed a year, it's not a big deal. It's nothing to think so much about. They can put in more efforts and, you know, reattempt the exam again, do another year of school or college. It's not such a big deal. And you know, when it's not such a big deal, you know how it can be easy to not be a big deal? It's when everybody around the person involved is supportive, is there for them, is like, oh, okay, fine. You know, who don't make a big deal of this, maybe a stumble in life or something ended in a certain life. If they don't make a big deal of it and if they're just there for them, if they're just supportive of them, that hope, that is magical. And we all have a, you know, the power to give that hope to everybody around us just by being there for them, just by not making a big deal of things, which don't have to be made into a big deal. There are so many aspects of life like this. So today I wanted to talk about all this because I want you to contemplate on this in, you know, what areas of your life are you making a big deal of something that doesn't have to be a big deal? Here's a clue. Almost nothing is a big deal. It's not as big a deal as you make it out to be, giving it more importance. The whether it's the successes or the failures, the wins, the losses, it doesn't matter. None of it is a big deal. It's a flowing stream, life. And we can just keep flowing through regardless of the ups and the downs. So in what areas of your life can you let go of your attachments and expectations and this big drama that you've created in your head? Where can you let it go? And two, think of the people in your life around you, your friends, your colleagues, your family, whoever. How can you be supportive of them? How can you make it easy for them on their journey if they have gone through or are going through something, an ending, a difficulty, you know, a challenge? How can you make it really simple for them, not by making a big deal of it, but by making it really casual? I'm not saying you minimize their pain or their difficulty, no, but don't make it seem like the world is ending. Oh no, tsk, you know, feeling sad for them. Don't treat them that way. Just be there for them. Be a pillar. Be strong. And magic happens. And such beautiful events like the one I attended, that's the result. That, you know, those are the results. Those kinds of events are the result of people, lots of people, just being there and just like, you know, being in the present moment with somebody without worrying about the past and without worrying about the future either. So yeah, that's it. Everybody is worthy of fresh starts, multiple fresh starts. And nothing is as big a deal as we all make it out to be. All right. Talk to you again next week. Take care. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Feel Good Factor. I'm Susmita Veganosaurus and I'm looking forward to talking to you again very soon. Bye.